تمام.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على النبي الكريم نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers, today is the 12th day of Ramadan 1433 according to our Islamic calendar, Hijri calendar. Inshallah, we stopped at ayah number 154. Yeah, so we are progressing with ayah 155. اقرأ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا لميقاتنا، فلما أخذتهم الرجفة قال رب لو شئت أهلكتهم من قبل وإياي، أتهلكنا بما فعل السفهاء منا، إن هي إلا فتنة تضل بها من تشاء وتهدي من تشاء، أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافلين. واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك، قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء، فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون.
واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا لميقاتنا، فلما أخذتهم الرجفة قال رب لو شئت أهلكتهم من قبل وإياي، أتهلكنا بما فعل السفهاء منا، إن هي إلا فتنتك تضل بها من تشاء وتهدي من تشاء، أنت ولينا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الغافرين. If we can recall, we said yesterday that Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when his anger subsided, he realized that he threw down the tablets on the ground. Whereas it has been written, scribbled things on it. Now he chose 70 people out of his people to accompany him to Mount Sinai, where he was to receive the revelations. So Allah says, وَاخْتَارَ مُوسَى قَوْمَهُ 70 رَجُلًا لِمِيقَاتِنَا. And Musa, وَاخْتَارَ, chose. Okay, قَوْمَهُ 70 رَجُلًا. Out of his people, he chose 70 men. لِمِيقَاتِنَا, for meeting us. That is for coming to the appointed time and area to receive the revelations or what remains of the commandment to be given to him. Now, فَلَمَّا أَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجِفَةُ, when they were seized by ferocious tremor, قَالَ رَبِّ لَوْ شِئْتَ أَهْلَكْتَهُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَإِيَّايِ. Musa, the servant of Allah alayhi salam, said passionately, Oh Allah, you will have destroyed them prior to our coming here. Okay? أَتُهُلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَّا. Oh Allah, will you destroy us on account of the behavior of the foolish amongst us? Oh Allah. He was not challenging Matthew. He was being passionate, being remorseful, so to say, being subservient to Allah and being humble asking Allah to protect him against his punishment on account of the behavior of the fools amongst them. That is why if people that are fool and foolish act foolishly, and the good people keep on watching without warning them, there are chances that if the punishment finally comes, it engulfs and encompasses the innocent and the guilty. That is why al-amr bil ma'ruf wa an-nahy an al-munkar wajib. Command good things to be done and warn people against bad things, they shouldn't do it. Else, when the punishment comes, like I have said, it engulfs, it encompasses, and it comprises. Alright? So he said, oh Allah, will you destroy us because of the behavior of the fools amongst us? Okay? In hiya illa fitnatuk. It is but your trial. It is but your trial, because fitna here is trial. In the Quran al-Kareem, fitna comes and it means shirk. Allah says, wal fitnatu akbaru min al-qatl. It is much easier in the sight of Allah to kill than to commit fitna, means shirk. Yeah. Right. He also says, wattaqu fitnatan la tunkhidun. You should be watchful of a fitna, because when it comes, it descends on those who perpetrated it, not only them. Okay? So he says, in here illa fitnatuka tubillu biha man tasha wa tahdi man tasha. You lead astray whom you please by the virtue of such a fitna. Wa tahdi man tasha, and you guide whom you choose and you please. May we be among those that Allah has chosen to be guided aright. Anta waliyuna. Wali in Quran has two meanings. Wali means somebody and guidance from someone in a high authority. That's why Allah says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت. So wali means someone getting benefit, guidance of somebody in high authority. From this sense, Allah is our wali. The second meaning, somebody becoming a friend. He says, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Who are they? الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. In chapter 10, surah to Yunus. So here it says, أنت ولينا, O Allah, you are our wali, our protector, our preserver, our nourisher, our sustainer, our cherisher. That is wali. Okay? فَغْفِرْ لَنَا, O Allah, forgive us. Because فَغْفِرْ is from غَفَرَ. What is غَفَرَ? From مَغْفِرَ. What is مَغْفِرَ? Allah's forgiveness. He overlooks your bad practices. He remits your sin. Even if they have been recorded, He caused them to be erased and omitted. That is ghafara. Warhamna, and Allah have mercy on us. That is rahma. When you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ar-Rahman is one thing, ar-Rahim is entirely different thing. But both suggest mercy. The ulama say Rahman means the most gracious, the ever gracious, the beneficent. And his mercy encompasses the believers as well as the non-believers. But Ar-Rahim is the specific, special package of mercy meant for the believers. So he says, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. For the believers, he is ever merciful. So he says, وَرْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْغَافِرِينَ. Because you are the base of forgivers. Anyone that forgives is not as the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next verse.
واغفر لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك. قال أتاني أصيب به من شاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم
واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك. To the end of the verse, which is verse number 156. Allah the Exalted says, واكتب لنا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة إنا هدنا إليك. قال عذابي They went on asking Allah, saying, وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. O Allah, do record for us. Do write down in our favor what is good in this life, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, as well as in the next life. Believers ask Allah by saying, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا what? حَسَنَةً. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah give us حَسَنَة. What is حَسَنَة? What is good? What makes that good good? What are the characteristics and qualifications of what is good? Money, health, wealth, what? Influence, iman, beautiful woman, imposing houses, skyscrapers, tell me, flashy cars, political ascendancy, you name it. Of course, nobody denies these things from being good. But they can be bad if they make you derail from the right way. Their goodness remains if they guide you in becoming appreciative of Allah's bounties. But by the time you become disobedient, they are no longer good. But good is through iman. Believe you me. Goodness in this life is good iman. Reliance on Allah. Belief in Him. Sound tawheed. Obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His fanatic methodologies, you apply them scrupulously, unreservedly. These things make what is good, good. If it is money, a lot of people had money, but they are unbelievers and they die as kafirun. That's why I was reading the story of a lady, Mrs. Christina Onassis. I keep on repeating this story many times that she was almost the richest woman during her lifetime. Her father was money bag, millionaire. Mr. Onassis, a Greek billionaire. He died leaving her and her elder brother, so she inherited fortune a lot. But she was saying, I don't have comfort in my heart, despite the wealth I have. She had to go to USSR when communist agenda was in full force. She married a communist. She lived in a narrow house, despite the fact she had money. She said, all this did not buy for me comfort. Finally, she picked a hotel accommodation in Buenos Aires. You know Buenos Aires? Buenos Aires. in Argentina, she took drug excessively and she committed suicide. She killed herself. She left a note that upon the money I have and everything, yet there is a vacuum in my heart. I don't have comfort. So the ulama said, yeah, the comfort she was missing was iman. On Al-Qiyamah, she will be amongst the kafirun who will be saying, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا حَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. And then Allah will say, خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاءً فَاسْلُكُوهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ. You know, she was an unbeliever, but she had the money. So if you think having money, Naira, American dollars, Dutch mark, Japanese yen, sterling pound, whatever, is what makes you happy, you are capitally wrong. Of course, earn the earnable, earn what is good. But the true comfort lies in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us realize such a thing. So Allah says, oh Allah, give us what is good in this life and in the hereafter. Inna hudna ilayk, they said this. We have returned to you, back to you. That is hudna. You see, from this hudna, the name Yahud emanates. From this statement, inna hudna, we have returned back to you, the name Yahud comes up. That is why Allah says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا هُدُنَا أَنْ هَادُوا. Read the ayah.
Quran.
You can't extend your leg for the Quran. Barakallah. Kokum of Muslim students. Say Musa. Muslim
students.
Muslim of the Quran. This is an example. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُا الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. This is in Baqarah and also in Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Go further. Go further. That is in Jumu'ah, in Al-Baqarah, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّهُ. وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّهُ. You see, these two verses, the first one in Jumu'ah, the second in Al-Baqarah, when you read them together with these, you get the correct translation. Because Quran, one part explains the other part. Our scholars call this the first class tafsir, that the Quran translates itself. Yeah. Here, in ayah 156, Allah says, Inna hudna. And I did tell you, hudna means we have returned. So the Quran refers to, oh yeah, who claim to have returned in a sarcastic tongue. He said, قُلْ يَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. Those of you who claim to have returned to Allah, هَادُوا. إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ. If truly you are the friends of Allah and not people, why can't you look for death? Ask to die. It's a challenge. Then Allah says, وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ. In Surah Al-Jumu'ah, in Al-Baqarah, وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. They will never ever aspire to die on account of their wrong ways of doing things. One of them would like to live for 1,000 years.
يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ
يود احدهم لو يعمر الف سنه وما هو بمزحزحه من العذاب ان يعمر والله بصير لما يعملون. البقره. One of them would like to be given long life for 1,000 years. But be that as it may, that will not keep him out from dying finally. So when they said, Inna Hudna, we have returned back to you, later some of those who came after them left the true way. So Allah says, Qala azabi usibu bihi man asha'u. My punishment, I send it down upon whom I choose. Subhanallah. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. But my mercy encompasses everything. But my punishment, I take it to whom I choose, on account of his rebellious nature. But my mercy encompasses everything. And you see this. This part of Allah's mercy is the rainfall in the house of an unbeliever. Somebody about enemy of Allah has Allah's mercy with him. Even Satan eats and drinks, respirates, yet he is a coward. But he has Allah's boundaries and gifts. So don't be bamboozled, don't be carried away by material glitterings and you feel that makes somebody acceptable. No. Material blessings do not necessarily claim somebody being near to Allah. That must be understood, and it is an important point made by a sizable number of the Ummah. Right. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. I will decree my mercy to descend on those who keep their duty to me. That is the yattaqun. Those who fear me, they will earn, or they shall earn my mercy. They are those who do taqwa. What is a taqwa? Who can explain from the august audience the meaning of a taqwa? You know, I ask, what is the word for a taqwa in English? Naam? Piety. Who can spell piety? Is it piety or piety? P-I-E-T-Y. Beautiful. A taqwa. That is literal meaning. What is the technical meaning of a taqwa? Any answer? Yes, brother. Naam? In English, sir. I appreciate the Arabic expression, yeah. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. That is the translation given by Ali ibn Abi Talib. الخوف من الجليل والعمل بالتنزيل والاستئذار اليوم الرحيل. The one you're trying to put in Arabic. That is to fear al-jaleel. Who is al-jaleel? Allah. That is why you can name your son Abdul Jalil, but not Abdul Jalal. That is wrong. You can name your daughter Amatul Jalil and not Amatul Jalal. So you fear the Jalil and you work with the Tanzil, the Quran, and preparation for your Mirrahil, heal, heal. Look at the rhyming to tell you the hikmah there. That is a taqwa. Allah says, those who fear me and give zakat. What is the zakat? Zakat should be given out of how many items? How many items are zakatable? Any answer? I ask, how many items are zakatable, so to say? Now, four. What, brother? Money. Gold. You say gold? Money. Gold. Animals. Crops. Is that all? You said money, gold. I take it from you, gold. The ulama are saying zakat is givable out of five items: money, farm produce, animals, assets, any money taking program is zakatable. Anything bringing you money, he gives the zakat out of it. If you own houses, he gives the zakat out of the value. Zakat is to be given. And then the fifth one is what they call in Hausa baramu. What is baramu? Something digging from the beneath the earth, but not recast. But generally, they think just three things are zakatable: money. In Nigeria, I say until you earn how much? 620,000 naira, then you give zakat. When it is 1 year old, if it is possessed by you. Now let me ask you. You have brother Yusuf having 200,000 naira. Brother Yahya, 200,000 naira. Brother Qasim, 200,000 naira. When you make them, how much? Do they give zakat collectively? No. You don't give zakat out of a company. You give zakat based on individual possession and ownership. Get me? When you look at the money collectively, yeah, they are zakatable. But if somebody pulls out today now, if A says, I am pulling out of the company, you see the amount does not reach the nisab. Am I communicating? So until each and everyone, if they have gathered together, each and everyone, his amount of money reaches what the zakat is to be given, so they can give it collectively. Otherwise, this has to be something individual. Now, they give zakat, and zakat is to be given to how many people? Now, where is the proof in the Quran? Yes. Now, so the Tawbah verse number 60, Qasi, please. Now, good. Jazakallah khairan. Yeah, we like it. The purpose of tafsir is to inculcate in the mind of people the series of learning and scholarship. Not just come, translation, we go away without having anything in your brain. The brother quoted the ayah correctly. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ فَرِيثَ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ Chapter 9, verse 16. Zakat is to be given to 8 categories of people. Al-Fuqara, the Faqir. Who is Faqir? Miskin. Who is Miskin? The worker of the zakat. Who is that? I mean, these people are to be given zakat. You live in Kadfoli. People around you are in need of money. Can I take zakat out of my immediate environment to say Kao or Bernawa or Zaria? Can I? If I do, is zakat acceptable? Why no? It is accepted, but it's condemnable. قال العلماء تجوز مع الكراهة. It is okay, but you have done what is not supposed to be done. Give it to the people nearest to you. There are many things to be said concerning zakat, and I do believe going to schools and learn will make us know more. May Allah make things easy for all of us. So there are those who fear Allah and they give zakat. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ They are those who are believers concerning our ayat. Next verse.
الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون.
This comparatively lengthy verse, which is verse number 157, there are a lot of lessons in this verse. Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجْدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُ, to the end of it. Who are those believers? This ayah is connected to the previous ayah. Because Allah said in the previous ayah, I will write down my mercy for those who have the qualities we've mentioned. Then subsequently he outlines further their qualities. Listen to the qualities. They are الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّي. They are those يَتَّبِعُونَ, who follow, who obey الرَّسُول, the messenger, النَّبِي, the prophet, الْأُمِّي, the unlettered. I hate those translations who translate al-ummi, the illiterate. How dare you describe the Prophet with this name? That is wrong. Of course, al-ummi means illiterate. But concerning the Prophet, don't use that derogatory remark. You risk losing your iman. So you have to be careful in the choice of your words. That is why we have what we call theological English, that conveys the message of translation appropriately. So al-ummi means the unlettered, who cannot read nor write, yet he was, he is, and remains the teacher of the teachers, the leader of the leaders, because of the book that Allah gave him. Who can produce the like of this book? Who? So why do you say illiterate? That is an unbelief. Of course, some of the free thinkers and what do you call them? Orientalists, out of envy, out of dogmatism, they can use this term. But you are a Muslim. They are those who obey the messenger, the prophet, and al-ummi, the unlettered. الَّذِي يَجْدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ, whom they find his qualities well explained in the Torah and in the Injil. Is Injil and Torah the present day Bible? No. The present day Bible composes of 66 different books, the Old and the New Testament. The Old Testament having 36 or 38 books. In the New Testament, having 27 books. The Old Testament has the first five books called the Pentateuch. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And the New Testament has Acts of the Apostle, Gospel of St. Mark and Luke and whatever, to the last book, the book of Revelation. these are not that true revelation sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have been changed, interpolated, concocted and the like. That is why even the magazines of Jehovah Witnesses have spoken it. They said 50,000 was found in the Bible. They said it. So we have to talk in this manner because our Quran says it. Isn't it? Allah has spoken about At-Tawrat wal-Injil, so you have to explain. The biblical Torah is not that Torah given to Moses. It's not. Don't be deceived by any hot gospeler, any liar, any charlatan. The Bible of today is not that Injil. It's not. That should be understood. That is why you learn the religious books of other people for the sake of enlightenment and campaign, not through dogmatism. Proof, intellectual dialogue, explanation. I believe in intellectual discussion. Because if any people inhibit discussion, such a people is going to end in an intellectual stagnancy. If a people is said to be intellectually stagnant, then it is a sorry state. So Allah says, they are those who obey the messenger, the prophet, the oblated, whom they find written in their At-Tawrat and Al-Injil. And this prophet, listen to the qualities. يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. All these are the qualities of Rasulullah. This prophet commands them to do good things. And he asks them not to do what is bad. وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, and he declares legal what is good, what is pure. وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ, and he makes unlawful what is impure. Now let me ask you, is smoking cigarette legal or haram? I'm asking you, smoking, is it lawful to smoke? But somebody tells you, but in Quran, God never talk about it. Quran did not talk about smoking or tobacco in the Quran. You say, and so what? Does that make it legal? Smoking is haram because of this particular ayah we have quoted out of many verses. I will explain. Allah says some of the functions of the Prophet ﷺ is he declares legal, lawful what is pure. He makes illegal what is impure. Okay. Take your boat and a marker. Write legal. What is something pure? Pure here. Impure. When you bring your bread, which class do you take it to? The class of Nam? Pure. What about your the meat of your chicken that has been slaughtered? Where do you take it? Alright. What about your tea? Pure. What about your banana, your cassava, your carrots? All you categorize them pure. Okay. What about pig meat? A'udhu billah. Where do you take it to? Pure? Okay, if you, I didn't hear you well. It's pure. If you bring your cigarette, where do you take it to? For the sake of Allah. Pure. Well, you cannot tell him, well, to me, it's neither there or here. No, you have to give it a category. You take it to impure area. If it is impure, then Allah says, وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. The Prophet makes illegal what is impure. So from this ayah, it becomes crystal clear that smoking is haram. That is number one. Number two, somebody going to a restaurant, he orders for one dish of food. But the price he gives is 5,000 naira. One dish, 5,000 naira. He just ate one morsel, one, two, the rest he tossed in the garbage. Is it haram? Has he committed haram? Or are you in doubt? He goes to the hotel, he orders food for 5,000 naira, just one dish. After eating one morsel, he says, hey, throw it in the garbage. Not because it's delicious, because he has money. What he did, is it halal or haram? Haram. I like it. But that one single morsel, isn't it going to benefit him? Is it going to benefit him? He is going to derive benefit from one morsel, even though he has committed haram. If what he has eaten is going to benefit him, yet he has committed haram because of embezzlement and secundamania, what about somebody importing smoke into his stomach? Important. Importation of smoke. He is saying, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and he is taking nar into his stomach. If that person has committed haram, what about this one? Is he going to benefit from the smoke? On the contrary, he is going to drug harm. And Allah has not given you health to harm it. Get my point? So smoking is haram because it is an act of embezzlement. It's wastage. And Allah warns against being wasteful spending. That's number two. Number three, it pollutes the clean air we inhale. And number four, it threatens your health. They say smokers are liable to die young. So they are playing on your intelligence. After this advertisement, and they advertise that you should smoke. So they are playing on your intelligence. That's why I have been saying a chain smoker has every opportunity of living it during the month of Ramadan, believe you me. Because he used not to be patient. Every single hour he takes one stick. Every single hour. Now for 12 consecutive hours he has never smoked. Because he knows Allah says no. 12 hours, my brother, why can't you use this ample opportunity to live it? If for 12 hours you could live it, you used to take it each and every after one hour, now the opportunity is given to you. But unfortunately, some have it hidden in their pocket. They are waiting for caller to prayer to say Allahu Akbar, and they bring it out. They begin to pollute our air. That is unfortunate. May Allah guide us aright. So some of the functions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. He brings down difficult things on them and trying rules and regulations الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ, that used to be clamped upon them. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, as for those who believe in him, وَعَذَّرُوهُ, and supported him, عَذَّرُوهُ, وَنَصَرُوهُ, and they gave him succor. Alright? They become his allies. وَاتَّبَعُ النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ, and they followed the light that was revealed with him. So here the Quran is called An-Nur. Yeah, Al-Quran is called An-Nur. Because of this ayah, he says, وَاتَّبَعُ النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ, and they obeyed, they act according to the content of the light that Allah sent. So Allah calls Quran and Nur. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, such are the successful ones. Did they have obeyed him? They practice the religion, success shall be their lot. Next verse.
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ
قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت. To the end of the verse, which is verse number 158. Chapter 7. قل, say. قل, proclaim. قل, declare. يا أيها الناس, O ye people. This style, according to ulama, is some of the Quranic styles to tell you the message is for the whole world. Because here Allah does not say, Ya ayyuhal muslimun, it says, Ya ayyuhal nas. That is why we say, Islam is a universal religion, if you can call Islam religion anyway. It is universal geographically, universal devotionally. In geographical sense, it addresses mankind generally. Example, this ayah. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. You should say, O ye people, I am, but Allah's message that you all are not. So the message is not meant for one particular tribe, nation, any dwelling, any geography. It is a universal message in geographical sense as well as in a devotional sense. So قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. I am Allah's messenger to you all. الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The Lord that to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and earth. Because mulk means dominion, means power. Okay? Alright. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. No deity worthy of worship except he. La ilaha illahu. And this expression la ilaha illallah has seven conditions or eight. If you keep on saying la ilaha illallah without the conditions, it's not going to benefit you. And this condition we have been mentioning them time and time without number. So you can't say la ilaha illallah without appreciating the conditions that accompany this one, which is the creed. And it is wrong for somebody to say la ilaha and he keeps quiet. It's a time bomb. You are denying without establishing. You have to deny la ilaha illallah. La ilaha, you are denying. No one to be worshipped. Then quickly establish illallah. This is the danger in saying la ilaha and he keep quiet. Okay? So la ilaha illallah yuhyi wa yumeet. He is the one yuhyi, sustaining life or giving life. All of us here now are living. Who sustains the life? Allah. That is yuhyi. Wa yumeet, he causes death. When your time comes to an end, take the exit through death. There is an angel appointed for that function and assignment. Allah says, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. In chapter 32. Tell them the angel of the dead takes your life, has been appointed to take your life. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَمَلًا. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة. In chapter 3, many verses talking about death. So it is Allah Yuhyi who causes whom he wishes to live and causes whom he wishes to die. And nobody can die earlier than the appointed hour. Believe you me, sickness does not necessarily mean death. Does it? It doesn't. Being healthy does not necessarily mean absence of death. You could be healthy and healthier or healthier within the twinkling of an eye and you are gone. You have kicked the bucket, as they say. So that is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ. therefore believe in Allah wa rasulihi nabiyil ummi, and his apostle, his messenger, and nabi, the prophet al ummi, the what? The what? Mark you, on letter. Never ever say Elizabeth. Al ummi. Alladhi yu'minu billahi wa kalimati. Who he himself believes in Allah and his words. وَاتَّبِعُوهُ obey him. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ perchance you may earn guidance. If you obey the Prophet, surely you'll be guided. Al-Imam Ahmad says, دِينُ النَّبِيِّ مُحَمَّدٍ أَخْبَارُ نِعْمَ الْمَطِيَّةُ لِلْفَتَى آثَارُ لَا تَرْغَبَنَّ عَنِ الْحَدِيثِ وَأَهْلِي فَالرَّأِيُ لَيْلٌ وَالْحَدِيثُ نَهَارُ وَلَرُبَّمَا جَهِلَ الْفَتَى سُبُلَ الْهُدَى وَالشَّمْسُ بَازِغَةٌ لَهَا أَنْوَارُ. The religion of the Prophet is guidance, is narration. Obey it, forget about the views of men. Their views are man-made. His own are divinely guided and inspired. So why do you leave what is divine for something human? May Allah get us right. Next verse.
وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ.
وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. Amongst the people of Musa, there are ummah, group, يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ, who lead people in truthfulness, وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ, and they maintain justice through maintaining the truth. Next verse.
فَقَطَّعْنَاهُمُ اثْنَتَيْ أَشْرَةَ أَسْبَاطًا أُمَمًا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ إِذِ اسْتَسْقَاهُ قَوْمُهُ أَنِ اضْرِب بِّعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ فَانبَجَسَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَّشْرَبَهُمْ وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَىٰ كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَٰكِن كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ.
بارك الله فيك جزاكم الله خيرا. This is verse number 160. Its translation is going to hold tomorrow inshallah ta'ala because of its comparatively lengthy nature. Inshallah we give chances for questions and the like inshallah. So we stop here. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wa dhikr al-hakim wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ayat note here, no? Mashallah. Man is naturally I'm afraid, I don't know if really I understood the first question well. So please, brother, go back to the question to make it well articulated. But concerning the second question, whether we can name our children Nur, yes, you can. Naam? Lut. Okay, can we call our children Lut? Well, there is not any reason to say no, because it's the name of Allah's Prophet. Since we can name our children Ismail, Yusuf, Yahya, why not? But it is only rather strange, and it has not been usually the practice of the Salaf al-Saleh. But among the people narrating ahadith, there are people like Lut ibn Abi Maryam, even though the ulama castigate him because of his negative nature or being weak person. So yes, there is not any text that says haram, because it's the name of Allah's Prophet, even though, like I have said, the Salaf are not known to be using that name. So maintain the Salafi's method, that will be inshallah better, without denying that it is halal. Now, if you want to, maybe want to save oneself from doubtful mind, you should be reading Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Bi Rabbil Falaq, Bi Rabbin Nas, on constant basis, you know. Every morning you read three times, and Bi Rabbil Falaq, same thing, Bi Rabbin Nas, constantly. And you should be praying, A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitan Ar-Rajim, Min Hamdihi Wa Nafakhi Wa Nafasi. And you should read the Quran constantly. You read the Quran and you understand what you are reading. These are some of the ways, inshallah, to be out of such a situation. Wallahu alam wa bihi tawfiq. Are you saying she began to eat and break her fast on account of the CS is done to her and the child is brought out? Is it because of that, because of the pregnancy, or because of breastfeeding? The operation done is not the one to be taken into consideration. What is considered is the pregnancy has been disturbing her, will not allow her to fast. If that is not the case, it's because of breastfeeding. If she fasts, the milk will recede, thereby causing some harm or difficulty to her. Because of these two reasons, yes, she can break her fast and give feeding, like you have said. I don't know if I understand you well. So if it is because of childbearing and because she is breastfeeding, she cannot fast because she is breastfeeding, and there is no any woman that could be employed and be paid. She is the only one to be breastfeeding the babe and she is fasting. Yes, we keep on saying she can just eat her food and let her, every now and then or every time the sun sets, she gives food to the needy people. If it is 10 days, 20 days, or even the whole month. If this has been missed, then you have to pay back those things concerning feeding. You get the people in need and give them. Wallahu alam.
I guess we just have to round up since all my team PhD. Inshallah, we'll continue the process and answer 2020.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
كل
Then, yeah, this is what we are doing.